Audio Addict Radio Show.
Good day, Leo.
Good day, Alice.
Just me and you.
Yeah, just us two at the moment.
Group of five, we're the only ones that can be bothered.
Commitment.
Well, that's what we do. Louis being a tourist.
He's going around London because he's never been to London before.
Is this actually his first time in London?
No. Oh. He's been to London loads of times, but he's never been to London.
Oh, you know, like been to M&M World. Man and Two Swords.
Yeah, and all those places.
Took pictures with Justin Bieber and stuff. London is fun.
Yeah.
Aiden will arrive imminently, we think, maybe.
I hope so.
Probably just in bed. Sean's kind of ill, I think.
Is he ill? Yeah.
He said potential food poisoning yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So we can excuse him.
I'm quite ill as well, though.
I'm hungover, but not ill, so I can't really complain. What kind of ill are you?
I don't know. Just kind of ill.
Takedown ill.
I think I just feel awful. But
These guys, Leo and the four mentioned people, all went to Takedown Fest this weekend just gone. Did he not?
He didn't go,
Was he planning to?
Anytime he says he's going to go to something, just, you know, probably not.
It's like maybe. Well, we'll kick off with some tunes.
Yeah.
And then you can tell them all about Takedown and other music-related fun.
Will do.
We'll be back. Let's get Stevie out of jail.
Oh, what a song. Oh, God, I just poked myself in the eye with the microphone.
That stands a bit funny, isn't it? It's a bit bouncy.
What is? What? Yeah, I know.
That is a song, isn't it? He's a bit clever, isn't he?
Bit of a clever man.
Say what you were just saying about the thing that he puts on the end of Last Call. I think that's...
Oh, yeah, I watched an interview where a guy said that Last Call, which is the last song from The College Dropout, is like Kanye West put the DVD commentary on the end of a DVD. It's true.
That's that much self-confidence. Finished the album, is like, people want to know how I made this. Yeah,
Him. It's awesome.
Bless him.
Ah, oh, bless him.
So what news stories have we put on our website this
week? That's going to take me a second. Sorry. I think they're all pretty, like, dark.
Oh,
I'm
great.
Pretty sure.
So let's put on our serious hats. Yeah, this was nasty, wasn't
it? Yeah. So at South by Southwest 2014, two dead, over 23 injured when a car crashed into the barricade.
How does that kind of thing happen? It's crazy.
Well, apparently the guy was, like, escaping from the police.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Where's this festival again?
Austin, Texas.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Blimey. Because that's a big... I keep seeing that SXSW.
Yeah, it's a big festival.
Big deal,
it's one of those festivals which takes place over the... over a whole town.
Oh, right.
Like,
yeah.
You could end up seeing, like, PJ Harvey in a church.
Ooh.
Yeah, like you'll just go into a church and then PJ Harvey will be there and you'll be like, oh,
cheese.
That's cool.
Oh,
or you'll see, you could see let me think of a singer-songwriter. You could see Laura Marling in an alleyway.
Wow.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
That's better than Laura Marling on a stage, isn't it?
Yeah, well, she's closer.
And you can smell her. Yeah, no, that was weird.
Yeah, no, that's good though. Yeah, yeah.
No, that's good.
It's good.
You can smell normal.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, well, you could. It's just a fact. You actually could smell.
I don't imagine she wears very strong smelling perfume.
She probably doesn't wear any perfume.
Her natural scent.
Just natural scent. Yeah.
I reckon she's a vegan. I don't actually know that. So I reckon as well that she won't use any perfume that's been tested on animals.
Right. She probably just smells quite strongly of peppermint tea.
In the countryside.
Like flowers.
Mmm.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway.
That deviated from very serious to extremely weird. Next one. Another really dark one.
Oh, God.
Ex-Newfound Glory guitarist has been charged with child sex offences. Steve Klein.
Is more and more of this just going to come out?
Probably.
So weird.
Well, I liked them when I was younger.
You said they're a Louis band.
Well, Newfound Glory were kind of a me band as well, I guess. Mm. They're just pop punk.
Yeah.
Just one of the first, but... You know, child sex offences.
Brilliant. Anything else that is less horrible? No, not really.
Let's have a look.
Oh, I don't think we've spoken about that, is he?
Jay Baruchel. I don't even know what he... Oh, yeah. He was in that film, This Is The End.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he the main guy?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't look like in that picture very much.
It doesn't, does it?
Oh, and he can do some screaming, can he?
Apparently. Looks like it. And he went on stage with Bring Me The Horizon.
That there's a video. Not that you can see it out on the radio.
Well, yeah, you can't.
Man's got lots of tattoos.
That's Ollie Sykes from Bring Me The Horizon.
And he's someone's brother, isn't he?
Nope.
Who am I thinking? Oh, you remember Metro Station?
Yeah.
Who was that singer related to?
That was Miley Cyrus's brother.
That's weird. He's
Trace
tattoos,
Cyrus.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And then her dad was that dude that
Billy
did
Ray.
Achy Breaky Heart.
What a family. They should services to music.
But yeah, apparently he went on stage with them, so he's a metalhead. You wouldn't think that, would you?
Well, good on him, I say. Why ever not?
We've talked about the Brit Awards. That's all we've put up.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, now the magazine's done, weren't we going to get
them down? I thought we were going to do that as well.
But the magazine's pretty much only just done, and yeah. You guys had a busy weekend and stuff.
Yeah.
That was ages
ago. We've done that, yeah. Oh, all right, let's go to the top. Well, that's all the news.
Brilliant. Trying to think if there's anything else big happened. I can't remember the last like big music news story. Every week we seem to just be like, oh, nothing's
really happened.
Let's
have a look
at NME. Yeah, no, they write things, don't they?
I think they're quite good. Oh God, another really dark one.
For God's sake.
Another really dark one. Mick Jagger's girlfriend, Elrenn Scott, who's also a fashion designer, who like a very, very, very like apparently good fashion designer, I've heard. She killed herself.
Blimey.
What is up with the world?
So the Rolling Stones were cancelled. Just the tour date. I thought I said tour.
Yeah, they wouldn't do the whole tour.
Well, it's kind of a big deal, isn't it? To old Jagger.
Well.
Old Mick Jagger. Well, that's a shame.
I think he's immortal. I'm pretty sure he is.
How old must they be now? Blimey, no. Gotta respect that.
70-something, I don't know.
Still rocking the shows.
Yeah. Well, that's awful. Awful news. That was three really tragic stories in one.
What song's next? I hope it's happy. Oh, She Moves in Her Own Way by the Kooks.
Well, that's fairly happy, I guess.
Jing, jing. All right, brilliant. Should we pick the mood up with this tune then?
Go on, put it on.
And then you can tell me about Takedown if you like. So you need to remember more than three bands that were actually
I'll try my best. I'll try my best.
It was Mr. Peter Doherty doing what he's good at.
He is quite good at that, isn't he?
It's not bad, is he? Not bad at all.
Good singer and guitarist.
Songwriter man, dude.
Songwriter, poet.
Poet.
Poet for the ages.
Nice. Tell me about Takedown.
I should have prepared off air, shouldn't I? Okay, I got there.
Yep.
Got a
How early did you start drinking?
Oh, well, Ellis. No, I think it was about 11.
That's pretty early, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like a couple of beers and then like some Jager Bombs, which I could like. Oof. But you know, and I didn't eat anything that day. I realised when I got back I hadn't eaten a thing. Not good. But, okay, where do we start? We start at Black Futures.
Black Futures, what's
the message? They're kind of like The Prodigy.
Oh.
But the front man plays a double bass.
But like Prodigy. Trying to imagine the Prodigy playing a double bass. That wouldn't work.
It's kind of, yeah, but it's a similar kind of deal, yeah, you know. Yeah. So, cool. Yeah, that was good. No, I don't remember. What was next? Feed the Rhino.
Oh, yeah, I've heard you talk about them before.
Angry music.
Yeah.
Man with a beard shouts at people. It was about that point.
That could be a short and unreasonable review of the whole thing.
Yeah. It was about that point that I started to not know where I was. Which, you know, wasn't sensible.
Well.
Not a sensible position to be in when you've paid.
Was that the main uni?
Yeah. When you've paid that much money.
Yeah.
But, you know.
YOLO.
So, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, we went to that. I can't remember what else I did. Let's have. I'm gonna have to get the line up.
Oh God. You're going to see the lineup and be like, oh, yeah, I saw all these people.
Yeah, wait for that moment in, like, a bit. photos. Surely they have a lineup.
Oh, you'd think so.
Yeah, you would think so. Okay, so I saw...
lots of stages.
Yeah, there was. There was quite a lot of people as well. And bands as well.
Music.
In music, yeah. So Heart in Hand, they were quite good. It's all kind of similar, though. Like,
I bet it is,
like,
yeah.
If I say Heart in Hand... yeah, all right, yeah, good.
Some glass houses stick out a bit, don't they? And they're a bit not
I didn't see him, so.
Okay.
Saw Jamie Lemon, he was good. Yeah. He played old school Ruben songs, so that was nice.
That's nice.
And then straight after that, I saw Baby Godzilla, and that was the best thing in the whole festival. Got punched around a bit.
I bet.
Did a bit of a sick.
Did a throw up.
Yep. It was tactical, though. I ran.
You could have avoided it. Or?
No, it was tactical. I ran to do it somewhere.
Okay,
that wasn't
not just in the marsh. Baby Godzilla would have loved it if you just threw up in the marsh. That'd be like...
yeah, they would. Yeah, they would have loved
that.
That
guy's throwing up. I'd love that.
In an American accent. Yeah, they're not American. They're English. Yeah.
Where are they from?
Nottingham. Yeah. I can't remember any of the other people I saw.
Glamour of the Kill. One of you was, I think it was Louie, was like excited for that.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't see them. Oh, I did see, because these two, Baby Godzilla and Black Spiders, were originally clashing on the Clash Finder, but straight after Baby Godzilla, I ran over to the stage where I could see Black Spiders. And I saw them, which was pretty good. Just stood at the front, and yeah, that was good.
What's their message?
Just about getting drunk.
Which is appropriate.
Yeah, because a lot of people were drunk. So I was a bit like, oh my God, I can totally relate to that.
Because they're singing about being drunk, and I'm drunk.
And I'm drunk, yeah.
I am on such a level with them right now.
Yeah, I was. No, I really was. Yeah, I was. Baby Godzilla was the best. There was drums everywhere, guitars everywhere.
Yeah, Leo just showed me a picture, like the big kick drum was just in the crowd. The guy was I assume that was the singer. No, the guitarist, he just said.
Guitarist,
was,
yeah.
Like hanging upside down off the lighting rig and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just... it's kind of needless and pointless, but at the same time, you've got to respect it.
Yeah, it's cool, yeah. Yes. Ballsy. Who else did I see? Black Spiders. I just said that. Then I went to see Rise to Remain, I think.
Rise to Remain where?
On the same stage as I saw Black Futures earlier in the day. And Heart in Hand. Oh, I saw Idiom as well. But, you know, they're a Louis band. Like, I completely forgot I'd seen them after I'd seen them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one of them. But and then I saw, oh God, I don't remember. Ellis, this is really weird looking at these names because I don't remember.
You probably saw so much more than you thought you did.
Yeah, probably. Rise to Remain, and then I went to see Ashes to Angels for a little bit, for like two songs. They're like a Southampton band. They were wearing lots of black.
And, didn't everyone there do that?
Nah.
No,
lots of. In fact, if I was to say there was one cohesive piece of clothing that was to sum up the entire festival, I would say a plaid shirt.
A plaid shirt.
Yeah,
what's
like
plaid?
A plaid, like a lumberjack.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
A beard.
Oh, I bet beards were big.
Beards
are big at the moment.
Yeah.
Everyone wants a good beard at the
moment.
Everyone
wants a nice beard. So.
But it was good. You can safely say it was good, just a bit blurry, because it's too...
I don't... what else did I do? Okay. I must have done something else. Oh, Funeral for a Friend. I went to see Funeral for a Friend.
The headline band.
The headline band. Yeah, they were good.
Yeah?
At first, when I got there, this was quite funny, because I was so drunk. I got there, and I was like, okay, that band's playing a song. And I stood at the back, and I was like, who is that band? who is that band? Who actually is that? This thought was in my head for about a quarter of an hour. And then they played a song that I know. I was like, oh, it is Funeral for a Friend.
Of the whole festival.
Like, they didn't look like themselves at all. It was weird. But that's that, you know.
And that was Takedown. Probably, maybe your last ever Takedown. Who knows?
Possibly. That wasn't the best review, but, you know.
And that is what 3 years of music journalism degree. That's the kind of description
spoken
you get.
Word review, yeah. But, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
It was just one of those festivals where I didn't quite know what was going on.
I think it's kind of got to be like that. When I look at that line, all these names make me laugh. The amount of, like, There's jet black. There's black spider.
Oh, I saw them as well.
There's black. There was something else black. What was the other black thing?
Black futures.
Futures. Everything's just black.
Yeah.
Dark and gloomy. Telling us about like, politics are bad and drinking is good. And well, this is what Funeral for a Friend sound like. That was Leo Troy's spoken word review of Takedown 2014. I think you should listen to that album, Leo.
Probably should, yeah.
I think it's a little bit awesome.
Yeah.
Quite a lot awesome.
That one year when everyone was raving about it, I was a bit
got
just
Mercury
like,
Pies and all that jazz. Yeah. They'll probably have one out this year.
Yeah, realistically, yeah, I guess so.
But there's someone left. I think the bassist left.
Oh, sad times. Sad times for Alt-J.
Nah. Yeah, I don't know. Tell me about something. We can talk about your article if you want. Why not?
No, what article? Which article?
Journalism extraordinaire these days.
No,
and
I'm
he's
not.
Writing
just on
for
whatculture.com. It's not really journalism extraordinaire. It's
well, when you type in, what's the movie name again?
The Last of Us movie.
Yeah, if you type in The Last of Us movie into Google, the first result on top of the page.
Don't say that on the radio show.
What?
Right, yeah. What do you want to talk about it?
Well, tell us about your article.
Did you play the game?
No, I didn't, but I've seen so many, like, it's a really online kind of thing.
It's not online.
I mean, yeah, but, like, there's loads of talk on it, all like, memes and stuff.
Yeah, it's...
And blogs.
Basically really good.
Mm.
It's like a film in game form.
I love that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But the main character is, like, a 14-year-old... Well, she's not the main character. The main character's like this bloke, but he meets this 14-year-old girl, and he pretty much tries to replace his dead daughter with this girl in a world of zombies, fungally infected, like...
Post-apocalyptic stuff.
Yeah, they're not really zombies, but yeah. Mm. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
And those two just have to survive together.
They have to survive together. But this guy, like his daughter dies. I need to say this as spoilers.
Oh, spoiler alert.
That was tactfully done.
And you put your number one as?
My number one was...
Who's she?
She's in Modern Family.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Can she do serious?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yep, she can do serious.
Dakota Fanning.
See, I had to, like, screenshot all of these from videos because you can't use other images that other people have taken. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to screenshot them from videos and then put a source. Dakota Fanning and her sister.
What are they from?
Dakota Fanning was, like, child actress extraordinaire.
Mm.
She's her sister. She's probably better because she's younger.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Bailey Madison, just in a horror film I watched once. Rue from The Hunger Games.
Oh.
I think she'd be quite good. That girl from Orphan. Have you seen Orphan?
I haven't.
So bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you liked her?
Yeah. The girl from Mad Men, Sally Draper. Hayley Steinfeld from True Grit, if you've seen True Grit.
That picture looks like it was taken in the 30s or something.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. Girl from Homefront. And then number one, Chloe Grace Moretz.
Moretz from?
People don't even know really what we're talking about. It's going to be a film, this game. my brain is not working.
I'm a little bit hungover. Leo's kind of ill / recovering from Takedown. You know, we're the only ones that even made it here, so I think we should... You know.
It's been like 3 days since Takedown. I still feel awful.
After Reading, I felt bad for about a week.
Yeah, it's not good. It was only one day, but I didn't eat on the day.
Yeah, that's bad, man.
That's silly of me. What am I doing? But yeah, Chloe Grace Moretz would suit the part the best.
Good.
I think.
And you said honourable mention. Was it you that wrote that bit about Ellen Page?
Honourable, yeah, I did, yeah. Cause,
she's too old, isn't she?
Yeah, she's way too old.
I reckon she could dress her up. She'd look like...
Yeah, probably, yeah.
She's got, you know, she's got a young face.
Got a baby face, yeah.
And what else have you written for What Culture?
Wrestling stuff.
Oh, yeah. Any music things?
I did 10 mainstream acts that the real music fans should check out. Who did... Oh, right. Oh, I'm just reading some of these comments. Actually, no, they're all right. Some people are saying that it was a decent article.
Where's Lana Del Rey and London Grammar? Well, you can't. There's was it a list of 10. You can't
yeah, 10.
Name everyone.
Like, shall I reply?
Like anyone can think of.
Shall I reply?
Yeah, just be like I was not, limited to 10. Shut up.
Or just
Ed Nash.
Or just not in the list.
Yeah.
They weren't in the list.
Two so specific ones. Where's Lana Del Rey and London Grammar? They must be on this list.
Yeah, why aren't they on the list?
I don't even agree with that either.
Nah, not really. I don't even think London Grammar counts as a mainstream act, yeah.
Lana Del Rey definitely is, but I don't think she's worth checking out.
Yeah, nah, definitely not. Big Lips. Like, that's
yeah.
it.
Do you remember, who was it? Was it Martin that told us about, like, she has a really rich father and they tried to put her on... You know, they tried to launch her at first.
Lizzie something she was called, yeah.
Yeah, and so then they just came back, changed the name, put loads of money, put some stuff in her lips. And
and she was really popular.
I do like that video game song. Is that on here?
Well, yeah, we could play that.
Oh, for God's sake. I can just sing it.
Oh, I think it's Ray with a R-E-Y.
All right.
Let's
do that.
Yeah, we can play that.
Oh, no, apparently not.
We're both not on our A game. Not on our A game today at all.
Yeah, no, I remember I commented on it and said I wasn't sure about Biffy Clyro mainstream.
They are,
but they kind of are.
Yeah,
they? I mean they're on Radio 1 a lot.
Mainstream rock man, Justin Timberlake, number 10.
Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah,
but
mainstream.
But like
number one in the album chart for ages.
No, I get that they're definitely mainstream.
Big singles. Brit Awards, you know.
Yeah, no, they are. I mean, yeah, they're pretty big.
Lady Gaga.
Nah.
I'm a fan.
Nah.
I'm a fan.
Boring.
Boring?
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah, you like her, don't you?
I do like
Lord.
Look
at that.
Yeah, a bit weird. Bit weird. Bit kind of, you know.
Kooky.
Well, not kooky, but...
Have you watched live videos or live footage?
Yeah, yeah.
Really weird dancing, isn't it?
Like, she gets into the music.
I like it.
Yeah.
She skills it, man.
Outcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, you can't go wrong with that. Disclosure?
Yeah.
Pretty much started, like, an
Such
entire trend.
Big, yeah. Have we explained this one properly? Do people know what we're talking about right now?
What?
Like, well, these artists.
Probably not, no.
Yeah, this is another thing Leo wrote on What Culture, and these are artists, mainstream artists, that he thinks people should check out, you know, a bit below the surface.
Below the surface,
Arctic
yeah.
Monkeys don't just listen to Arabella or whatever's out on the
Which is War Pigs.
Yeah, I remember when I played that and you guys weren't crazy.
Yeah, we did, because it is War Pigs by Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath. Again, another one. Another one.
You
Disclosure.
A What Culture article about top 10
ripped
bands
off
with black in the title.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, top 10 rip-offs. That could be fun.
Yeah, that would work, actually. I should, I should pitch that.
Who do you email about it? Who runs it on?
Well, it works like a. I've got quite a few.
Ooh, nearly 27,000 views, Mr. Leo Troy.
Not bad, is it? Not bad.
Not bad. At all, sir.
What was I doing? I just got swept up in my own ego.
We were going through the. We got to number 5, Disclosure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. God.
Oh, God. What
this
is going
this
on?
Isn't working. This is such a shambles.
Beyonce, number 4. What, do you know Beyonce, like, by albums? What's her best album?
Probably... Album-wise, probably the... I don't know. The first one's brilliant.
How many she got?
I don't know.
Must be a fair few.
I genuinely... I don't...
I never... You know the one that kind of burst out, like, a month ago?
Yeah.
I never even listened to that.
It's quite... It's an... Like, the good thing about that album is it's an out. It's a proper album rather than a load of singles.
Mm.
It's that it actually flows and it's got like little talky bits and like samples
that's
and
cool
stuff from
I reckon if you go back to God, what's that song? I used to really like a Beyonce song. Like a lot. I think it was Halo. Is that on that
Halo.
Album? That album cover there?
Yeah. I Am Sasha Fierce, I think that's called or something like that.
Big album, wasn't it?
Yeah. She's good.
She's great. Good.
She's like our Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston.
It'll be cool when she gets really old and still like
yeah, she'll
voice
still be going.
Change and her style of music will obviously change.
Exactly, yeah.
It'll be awesome.
I want to hear her doing like a restrained kind of jazzy album. I think that'd be cool.
Imagine
really
the day out. When like Beyonce dies. I don't mean to go all dark on it. I'm just saying.
Well,
because she is our generation's. She's big as you get us in the world of pop.
Pretty much, yeah.
She is the one. Like, I know Lady Gaga, but Beyonce is the one.
Pretty much. I guess she is, yeah. She's great.
Imagine what their child's going to do. Her and Jay-Z have a baby. Imagine the music in that baby's potential.
Imagine if it didn't grow up to be, like,
yeah, just did nothing.
Musical at all.
What's
it just did
again?
Nothing.
Or is it a girl? I can't even remember.
I don't know, something, yeah. Something weird.
About
something celebrity-ish,
apples?
Yeah. Apples or, no, that's Chris Martin's
oh, yeah,
kid, yeah.
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 At number three.
Number three.
Oh, Daft Punk.
Daft Punk.
Okay.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely mainstream. Definitely more than just Get Lucky.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
So.
Yeah, the earlier albums are so good.
Mm.
Discovery, especially.
Was it Martin that wrote, when you put it on Facebook, that he remembers the days when they were the epitome of underground?
Yeah.
And now they put Pharrell on a song and everybody in the world knows who they are.
Yeah.
The power of Pharrell.
The power of Pharrell, exactly. That is the power of Pharrell. And at number two...
Biffy. Yeah, this is, I question whether they're mainstream, but they are.
They are mainstream, right.
And there is a lot more to them than that one, what Matt Cardle did.
Yeah, exactly. What's exactly.
When we collide, we'll come together.
Was it in that voice?
Oh, it was pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much that was what he did, wasn't it?
But he played a guitar, so he's a credible one from the X Factor.
And number one.
Kanye!
It's weird, like, they put that photo in there. I was a little bit like, oh, okay, that's
star,
a... Sorry, see him, yeah.
I can't keep working like this.
It's crazy.
It's like crazy shit. It's like a slave shit.
You just swore.
Did I?
This grave...
I said
grave shift.
Yeah, no, don't worry, come on. I'm the only one that hasn't sworn on this
show. You actually are, yeah.
Laura? Should we hear Laura?
Yeah, let's just listen to just Laura.
And then Kanye. It's like we're linking them in because
we're
friends.
Like,
we're
trying our best, but we're not at all.
Stick with us, guys. Come on. Playing games. That was close.
Yeah.
That is a good website. What's it called?
DatPiff.
DatPiff, though. Just got loads of free music. Can you type in someone? Can you type in Earl Sweatshirt?
Yeah.
You see Tyler, the Creator, got arrested.
Did not see that. How did he...
It was at that festival we spoke about earlier. South thingamajig. Oh,
yeah.
No, there's loads.
Yeah, there's loads.
Apparently, I think he was arrested for trying to incite a riot at his gig. At his performance.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It's Tyler.
Why did he get arrested for that? That's what he does.
Yeah, that's kind of how he's made a career.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, Earl Sweatshirt, they got loads.
The whole of Doris.
It's chopped, not slopped, though.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. That's chopped and screwed. I don't know what any of this actually means, to be honest. But look, you can get the instrumentals as well, so you can like rap over the top.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah,
I'm gonna see him next weekend.
Cool.
Yeah.
Where?
Good. Brixton.
What a headliner?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Who's supporting?
I've not checked.
Let's have a look.
Yeah. You know, was it the Yeezus tour in America? It was Chance the Rapper. Then
Kendrick,
then him. Oh my god!
Yeah.
Put Earl Sweatshirt on before Chance the Rapper, and that, like, I can't think of any rappers that I want to see that wouldn't be playing at that gig. Pop, maybe Eminem. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is insane. It doesn't say.
Okay. I don't think it'd be anyone huge. I think it sold out though, so
that is
cool.
Awesome. Brixton, he sold out Brixton. That's insane.
Have you listened to Doris much? Yeah, you liked it.
Yeah, I liked Doris, yeah.
That was cool.
I thought that was a cool album.
I think when I first started listening to it, I was a little bit disappointed because I love Chum so much.
Yeah.
And that's been around for such a long time. I think I know every word to that song. I'll try and bring it in.
Yeah, put it on.
I love that song. And so when the album came out and it didn't really have the same feel as Chum, and it was a bit like, oh, you're not doing what I thought you would do, and I don't know how I feel about that.
It's definitely one of the best hip-hop albums of that year.
Mm.
One of... I mean, like, Danny Brown was that year as well. Was that last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
I put him in top 10 for audio.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I haven't listened to Danny Brown enough, actually. That's the name.
He's good. He's a character. That's his little thing that he's good at. Oh, they got the whole of that.
Yeah, I'm going to download it from this website.
Yeah, like, there's so much, man. Like, so much stuff. Look, just random little mixtapes that he... Look, I think that's when he was younger. Look. Yeah.
That's cool.
Mixtapes are awesome.
Yeah. Well done, rap world. Imagine if like rock bands did like little mixtapes.
Yeah, like it's yeah.
Cool.
It would be a million times cooler than.
Yeah.
But hey, what can you do, eh?
Playing a little show tonight.
Yeah.
In the Alexandria. Have you ever watched a gig in there?
The Alexandria. Where is that?
It's definitely in Southampton.
Alexandria. The pub.
Yeah.
Yes. I have seen a gig there.
What's the performing area like? Is it quite small?
It's a pub.
Yeah.
So it's like your classic pub. You'd be playing in the space where the pub band
like the little plays. Corner. Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's cool. I like that.
That is cool, yeah.
Because when there's people there, it actually feels a little bit full.
Yeah. No, yeah, the sound was quite good when I saw it as well. So
who did you see? Do you remember?
Band. It was a WrestleMania thing, yeah, which ended up being a tragedy. Well, not a tragedy, but just awful.
Oh right.
But
a calamity.
A calamity. But the band sounded good. I can't remember what they were called though. That's really bad. they were metal-y, like
metal.
Yeah.
And so these past couple of weeks, well, last week and this week, is Smile Fest.
Yeah.
The biggest music event of the calendar in Southampton, but not really even that, because Takedown's bigger. But it's cool. I like that things are happening everywhere. We went to Soul Cellar the other day for a pint, and there were just people playing music. I like that.
That's cool, good. Yeah. So what, just in the middle of the day?
Yeah.
Just playing me? What? Like, who was it?
It was just acoustic people.
Oh.
You know, like one on the after, just singing somewhere, mostly covers.
Nice.
It's just nice to have in the background.
Nice. Cool.
It's how the world should be on a daily basis.
Or just everyone playing music.
Oh, imagine what you'd hear. You'd hear some rubbish, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd hear like
some awful stuff.
Yeah, like Bastille.
Ugh. Ugh.
I have to diss Bastille at least once every
We haven't even mentioned Frank Turner.
Oh, Frank Turner as well. Ugh.
Yeah, but he does like trees.
He's good though.
And trees.
But you know, the trees are England and all that. England. He's good at that, isn't he? He's
bad,
good.
Bad politics.
With his face. This is not working.
When's your next gig? Have you got one booked up?
No.
Takedown has ruined you.
I don't know what's going on.
You're an absolute mess. At least you're here.
Yeah, at least thanks, I'm here. Yeah, at least I made it out of bed.
And didn't even go to Takedown.
He didn't go to Takedown.
How's the mag, by the way? Is it done yet?
Yep, it's done.
Like, actually this time?
It's been sent off to the
awesome.
Printers.
Awesome.
Like, I think next time we do this radio show thing, this old thing, we should flick through it and tell everyone about what's in it.
Definitely. And they can find it all over Southampton and Brighton and Bournemouth and Portsmouth. And
not Brighton.
Not Brighton. Take that back.
Although, if they looked in some places in Brighton, they might be able to find like some copies in some toilets or something like that.
Oh right,
yeah.
Gee. Next up is Biblical by Biffy Clyro.
Tune.
Have you seen Biffy Clyro?
Yep, three times.
Three times.
Yeah.
What albums did you see?
I saw them on Puzzle.
Probably still my favourite.
And then I saw them twice on Only Revolutions.
Did you see them at Wembley? By any chance?
No.
What Only Revolutions show was it?
It was two festivals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I saw them on Puzzle. I saw them. Was it the Royal Albert Hall? I can't remember.
Wow.
Yeah,
I've never seen a gig in there. I really want to.
Yeah.
But Wembley Arena, Only Revolutions.
Yeah, I didn't go to that. Was that good? Yeah, I saw.
One of my favorite gigs ever.
I saw the videos of that.
Yeah, they've got a whole DVD out and stuff,
yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah, it looked great.
You know, Folding Stars?
Yes, but I genuinely think that might be my favourite song by them.
It's so deep, isn't it? The meaning behind it and stuff. And he came forward, I don't know if he did similar when you've seen him, but he came forward to the end of the Runaway, and this lighting rig started getting lowered, and there were all like light bulbs just like floating around him on like strings, obviously, like you can't see, so it was just like floating. And they're all on different levels around him. Just him and an acoustic guitar doing Folding Stars.
And then did he do Machines afterwards as well? Yeah.
Oh my God, that was good.
Great.
Take me back. What a moment. I'd totally forgotten about that gig that it even happened. That was absolutely beautiful. Definitely like top five.
Top five ever?
Probably.
Who else would be in your top five?
Radiohead.
How many Radioheads?
Well, they don't play them enough. Well, yeah. So I've seen them three times. And I can't have done anymore because they barely ever play any shows. But
yeah,
I saw them in Manchester when I was like 16 or something, and then the two London dates last year.
Oh yeah, you did, didn't you?
One after the other. Did the first one seated with my sister, And then the night after, I was standing, and I just went and like got lost. It was awesome.
Did you get like lagered up?
No, not really. You didn't? I didn't want to.
It's not. I guess it's not that kind of thing.
I wanted to.
You
feel
want it sober.
Yeah.
I should stop. I should stop doing just getting drunk.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it suits it, doesn't it? But
occasionally, but you know,
I just wanted to feel it.
You wanted to feel it. Feel Tom York.
Oh God. Baby, if you could, would you go back to the start? Just talking about Kanye West some more, really. Did we ever actually say this story? He's been sentenced to 250 hours of community service.
That is ridiculous.
As well as anger management sessions for assaulting a paparazzi.
2 years probation.
Oh, God. Have you watched YouTube video and stuff of like him getting angry at the paps?
Yeah, he hates
him. He loses it, doesn't he?
He hates him.
And have you seen the one where he hits his head on a sign?
No, I haven't actually.
That's great.
He hits his head on a sign.
Really hard. And all the photographers are like, Kanye, you okay? But I'm just trying to picture Kanye West in an anger management session.
Yeah. I still think he's like this generation's legend.
It'll be interesting to see how it pans out. Because he's only just... I think he's only recently got to that level.
Yeah. With My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy and Yeezus.
Yeah.
Because those were... Like, that... The first... Like, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy... I keep having to say
that.
It's perfect.
I don't think it's...
You don't think it's perfect?
And I don't think the general consensus is that it's brilliant.
What? That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
I love it, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I think if you ask your average music fan, they'll tell you College Dropout.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That'll be about it.
Well, if you ask your like, have you seen the Pitchfork thing of it?
No.
It was 10 out of 10.
Oh really?
Yeah, the only like it's pretty much. I think like I don't know.
I reckon his thought process when he sits down with his engineer or whoever at a synth, like tries to make a sound. I think he's just like, it needs to be a sound no one else has ever heard or used.
Yeah.
And it needs to just grab attention and just be weird. Like the beginning, right at the beginning. What's the first track on Yeezus?
On Sight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the sounds and the screaming.
It's disgusting.
It's horrible. That. And the really big pauses and then more screaming. Yeah. It's just like, but that's what makes it brilliant because he's trying so hard to break the rules.
Yeah.
And he completely succeeds.
Yeah, exactly.
And his personality might be questionable, and it's okay if people think that he's a twat.
Because he is one.
Did you watch all the Zane Lowe, that hour-long Zane Lowe interview?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
I think music is what he does, and he should stick to it. I can't judge whether he's a good fashion designer
obsessed.
Or not.
Yeah, he's obsessed with fashion designing.
I don't like when he's...
Have you seen the Red Octobers? The trainers.
Well, that he designed. But doesn't he come out in like leather skirts and stuff?
Yeah, like kilts, leather kilts and stuff like that.
And it's like, fine, you're a clever man.
Red Octobers.
Look at them. They're kind of disgusting. But I don't know, I'm not a fashion person, I can't tell you if that's cool or not, but...
All red.
Yeah.
Look, I think there's lights at the bottom.
Do you think you just sat down and went, right, I got this idea for these trainers, I want them to be trained all red. Just red. And they'd be like, oh, Kanye, that's genius, man.
Yeah.
All of his, like, advisors have just been like, that's the best thing I've ever heard, man.
Yeah.
I bet no one's ever said, no, it's Kanye West.
Probably not, no.
And if they did, he just ignored them and did it anyway.
Which is probably the best thing about him. Air Yeezy 2.
Is that what he calls them, trainers?
Yeah, Red Octobers. Right, that's what he says in Yeezus. He says, these are the Red Octobers.
Oh, right.
He was like, oh, I've got these trainers coming out. I think they're, like, really, really... expensive.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
So imagine the money that he has just through his music. And then, what are they? Does it have a price?
It says $345 there, which is $400 there, $700 there.
So I'm not sure about the whole, like, world domination. Doesn't he talk about architecture and stuff?
Yeah, like, yeah. He thinks he's going to be an architect as well.
He thinks he's going to be.
It's brilliant. Like no one.
10 years' time, he'll have a skyscraper in New York.
There's no one else like that.
No.
There's no one else like that.
But just music, though. Remember music.
Music-wise.
That's what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, maybe don't be such a fool. What's his kid's name?
North. Northwest.
God.
Yeah.
For such a genius, didn't he just sit down and think, oh no, because like my last name's kind of on the compass?
No, but how, yeah, but how brilliant is that though?
Is it?
Well, not brilliant, but like brilliantly bad.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That is Kanye West. North
He's
West.
Not brilliantly bad. He is brilliant, but I don't know, it's hard.
Well, we played two tracks today.
Oh my God.
Probably shouldn't do any more.
4,500. Red Octobers.
I just can't understand the money he's going to be bringing in from all these different avenues.
It was weird. I remember seeing at the Brits, I think it was. Oh, no, it was the Oscars. Pharrell was wearing, like, all red trainers. And I was like, are those actual real Red Octobers? I don't think they were.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Pharrell's a fashion dude, isn't he?
With fashion guy, yeah, with his hat and his hat.
Have you listened to his album?
I haven't, actually. I really want to listen to
definitely
it,
definitely need to check it out.
I've heard that it's, like, not amazing but quite good.
Solid.
Yeah, just solid. Like a solid pop album.
He couldn't do no wrong at the moment, can he?
Yep, he's pretty much the king of the world. he's who Kanye wants to be.
Yeah. And he's nice and friendly and everyone likes him because he has songs about being happy.
Yeah, but
where on site just like on site. Let's play King Blues just because they were there and I wanted to.
Yeah.
And you and Faulkner, because we were trying to make it relevant to our website.
He played a gig or something at some point somewhere.
With
a
guitar and ginger dreadlocks. What a pretty song.
Yeah, great song.
Used to listen to that when I was probably like 13 and, you know, getting all moody in my room.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Makes you happy again.
Yeah, again, to take away the pain. Remember being 13?
Yeah, that was weird, wasn't it? Yeah, it was a bit rubbish.
God, it was intense.
I used to just play lots of PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
A lot of FIFA. Yeah. You know, just
wrestling games for me.
It was all so intense.
Tony Hawk's.
Yeah.
Yeah, a
lot. The soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Was the main appeal, I think.
Yeah.
What was that just then? Was he shaving his tongue?
That was Maximo Park.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah. I want to get that album because I quite like them. Are they not one of your kind of things?
Not really.
No.
One of my kind of things.
Yeah, what are your kind of things?
What's my kind of thing?
Bands.
Oh.
You know what I mean.
Are they, well, I don't know.
But, you know.
Radiohead, Laura Marling. What's the middle between Radiohead and Laura Marling? Maximo Park?
You could,
Dry the River, you know.
You could, I guess that's kind of
folky,
similar.
But
yeah.
Got the melody, got the harmonies, got the grungy guitars and stuff.
I've told you this before, I actually fell asleep.
Well, it's weird, when last year at Reading, I took all my friends there and I was like, come on, I've seen these guys like six times, I love them. And they were all just like, this is so boring. But when you were standing like right at the back of the massive Enemy tent, it was first thing in the morning, I dragged them there, like no one had had a drink or anything.
Yeah.
So obviously it's not going to be that fun. A bit hungover from the night before.
Whatever. I was drunk. So, yeah.
But when I saw them at, what was like the best one? Probably the first time I saw them, actually the first time I saw them was Reading the year previous, and they were on the Festival Republic stage.
Yeah.
And I'd listened to them all summer, and then they got announced at Reading, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And like I nearly welled up. Some of their songs are so pretty. So then but I kind of get as well why if you're not into it you would just
I'd never listened to them before when I saw them. And I genuinely actually dozed off and went to sleep in the middle of the field, just like lay down.
Well, was that Redfest?
Yeah.
That's part of the reason I wanted to that I entered that competition I told you about, cuz I wanted to interview Lucy Rose and hopefully marry her and
that's what a lot of people want to do.
I saw her at, I think there's a venue called Heaven in London.
I've been there. That's
it's normally a
gay club.
They do gigs.
Yeah, they do. I saw Enter Shikari there.
It's quite a nice venue. I liked it, actually.
Yeah, it's quite it's
cool,
nice.
Isn't it?
Venue, yeah.
I was a bit too far to the back and I got there really late and stuff. But yeah, she's awesome as well. I just like pretty music, man.
Pretty. I do as well.
Yeah,
I do.
None of this angry stuff.
I like the angry. I like the angry stuff.
Why do they be angry though?
I like the angry stuff.
Why?
You know, it's necessary.
What t-shirt have you got on?
I've got Defeater.
Defeater. What's their message?
It's a hardcore band. They did a hardcore concept album about coming home from a war and giving over your dog tags.
Oh right.
Someone
don't they get to keep them
and crying and actually there you would like the last search Defeater on there. You would like the last four songs of that Defeater album because they're acoustic songs
and I probably would
and they're kind of folky but they're not on there. So
oh, wait, am I searching spots or songs? Ooh, no
well
I'm
they are
check
good
it out. Yeah,
They've got a good song called I Don't Mind, which is very pretty, as you would say.
Pretty.
Yeah.
Harmonies. Harmony and melody.
There's harmonies as well.
That's why I can't get on with angry music, because where's the harmonies and melodies in angry music?
Not there.
Mm.
But
I need that.
You need it.
Who's this is a random question. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Go on.
Like, the worst band in the world, or the most irritating band, the band that are getting success but shouldn't.
For me, it's the worst bands are the ones where they don't affect you whatsoever.
Yeah.
So not like if something's really really bad that I don't even describe. Like if something's really bad, I don't even think of it as really bad. Do you know what I mean?
Because it doesn't make you react.
It doesn't make me like when something literally doesn't make me react. That's the worst kind of bands. So for me, Bastille.
Right.
Which was surprising at the moment. Then
it just it becomes irritating when you see them playing in front of thousands of people.
Yeah, and everyone,
all of whom
are
singing along, and like it's just like how.
Yeah,
what?
It's not. Yeah, it's nothing. It just
it just washes
completely over you. Does it not do that with you?
Oh yeah. There's no meaning or emotion.
There is. I think there is meaning, but it's just there's just nothing to it. It's just here's me and here's a song.
I've got like a funny quiff hair thing.
Yeah, that's it. That's all he does. That's all he does.
Look at me.
Like, and I saw them live as well. Like, I couldn't.
Was that a Red Fest as well?
Yeah. Couldn't deal with it.
Just. Oh, God. I don't know.
Yeah, probably that. Probably Bastille for me.
What do you think of Coldplay?
I like some Coldplay. I like the first Coldplay album, Parachutes.
Hmm. What's the one that's like bones sinking like stones on?
Oh, yeah, that was on the Garden Stage soundtrack. Don't. Panic, is
yeah,
what it's called.
That's beautiful.
Great song.
And have you heard the new one, Magic?
What, the song?
Yeah.
I haven't, actually.
Some Radio 1.
I don't mind some Coldplay. Like, I think he puts a little bit of emotion into it. A lot of people say, like,
it's
like they're the epitome of the dull band.
I disagree.
I don't really think so.
It's pretty.
It's pretty, yeah.
If I ever, like, write for, you know, someone big, I'm just going to use the word pretty a lot.
Yeah. So yeah, who would you say is the worst
band?
Yeah,
I was trying to think.
I think
there's a lot of... I think I might have said it on last week's radio show. Bands like Umeå 6 that...
Yeah, recycle things.
And they're just making the best career out of it and having the time of their lives. And it's mostly jealousy, obviously. But it's just like, what you're doing, like so many people do, and I don't know... They have a fantastic, like, people behind them.
Yeah.
The PR people or their manager or something. Or they have the best friends, like, you know, I don't know. Because they're not getting success through their music, let's just put it that way. So I don't know they're getting success through
what
it means.
I don't really get them as
I
either.
Think the way they launched themselves, do you remember the first album?
Yeah.
And Save It for the Bedroom.
Save It for the Bedroom. That was a good song. Right. It was just pop punk, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's just straight up pop punk.
And now there's like, I can't put it into words. I should have like formed a better argument, but they irritate me a lot.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're not very good.
Because like, you could find bands
but,
in every uni in England will have a band that sounds like just
but,
like them.
But they are on the cover of Audio Addict. Oh.
Forgetting that. Every time I want to slag someone off is them. All right, well, that's my views. Ellis Ballard, not Audio Addict.
Just say another one of the bands that like is exactly like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Who else is that kind of band? Like Blitz Kids, they're a bit like that. No, but they were in one of our...
I don't know. I don't think it's hard to do what they do.
No, not at all, no. It doesn't really require any artistic...
No. And so they irritate me a lot. But they're a better band than Bastille.
Yeah. Well, you could. Yeah, well, yeah.
Maybe Bastille do have catchy choruses.
They do, yeah.
What do Umeå 6 have anymore?
It's just similar. Like, nothing. They're just nothing. They're both just nothing to me.
They mean nothing. Oh, well.
So, like, I'd listen to it, and it would be the same as if I wasn't listening to it. The effect it would have on me,
even if it was like blaring in
even if it was blaring
like,
it,
so loud.
It would just be like, oh, well, then it would be you know, my ears would probably hurt.
Like, what is this fuzz?
What is this fuzz? What is this stuff? What is this?
Being an earache.
Oh, wait. And then afterwards, I would have instantly forgotten that
yeah.
I had an earache.
Wow.
It's true, though. But they are on the cover of Audio Addict, the next issue that's upcoming, which you can find everywhere.
It'll be everywhere.
Along the South Coast.
Oh, no.
Great band.
Why did we choose UB6 to go off on one? Anyway.
Great band, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, great band.
That's the end of the show, probably.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think we did all right, Leo.
I think it was okay.
I think it started off shaky.
Yeah, well, because I didn't quite know what's going on.
Yeah. You know. I asked you about Takedown Fest, and you were like, who did I see? You get the lineup up. It was 2 days ago. But we recovered it with our Kanye West chat, and then really slagged off the cover band for our magazine. We'll be back next week with some more people, and we'll probably have to say lots of nice things about Yumi at 6, I think.
Yeah.
To cover it.
We'll do that.
Ta-ta.
Bye.
Have your say. Tweet us @RadioSonar.